As the judge waits, Trump posts. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The former president, minutes ago, took aim at the special counsel who's seeking a protective order in the election interference indictment. Again, on Truth Social, calling Jack Smith deranged, saying he has thug prosecutors illegally leaking everything to the media, and he wrote the judge must be removed from the case. That judge has given Trump lawyers till 5 p.m. Eastern today to respond to the order request that followed the Trump post Friday. If he come after him, he'll come after you.
His lawyer's up there saying, oh, that's just a matter of him expressing his First Amendment rights. That's deranged.
That's Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin on NBC's Meet the Press. A fourth Trump indictment may loom in Georgia related to the 2020 election. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis has put barricades up around a courthouse. Trump lawyer Alina Haba just told Fox.
She has been waiting for years for an opportunity to have her moment, as I would call it. And I think we see that a lot with corrupt DAs and AGs.
A nightmare. On a Pennsylvania highway near Harrisburg. Just before midnight, a bus crashed into a car. Three people were killed, dozens of other passengers injured.
The bus was carrying up to 50 people. It was raining heavily at the time, and the bus flipped onto its side after colliding with that other vehicle. At least eight ambulances were needed to rush passengers to a hospital.
Fox's Eben Brown, two wildfire fighting helicopters crashed in midair in Riverside County, California.
The first helicopter was able to land safely nearby. Unfortunately, the second helicopter crashed, and tragically, all three members perished.
CAL FIRE Southern Region Chief David Fulcher says the three killed were a CAL FIRE chief, a CAL FIRE captain, and the pilot. The last ex-Minneapolis police officer charged in state court in George Floyd's much-protested death faces sentencing today. Tu Tao could get 4 years in prison for aiding and abetting. Tao already got 3.5 years on a federal civil rights charge. Of course, Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder and put in prison. America's listening to Fox News.
Reggie was a nurse for 16 years.
I had become very burnt out. I wasn't making good money.
Then it happened.
There was an ad for My Computer Career, and it just spoke to me.
My Computer Career was the best decision he ever made.
I could study anywhere from my laptop, and I was working in the first couple weeks of me being in class.
Reggie hit a home run.
The field is teeming with jobs.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
The school is amazing.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Starting August 22nd, the U.S. dollar may have new competition from a new global supercurrency backed by Russia and China. And if the dollar plummets, your retirement could follow. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. I encourage you to act before August 22nd. Text SHELTER to 989898 to get your free information kit on gold now.
President Biden will return to Washington this morning from a week-long vacation in Delaware, and he'll welcome some winners. Last year's World Series champs, the Houston Astros, will visit the White House. And as the new school year starts this week for students in many states, from Arizona to Texas to Alabama to Florida, there's a back-to-school safety summit also at the White House.
Today at the White House, First Lady Jill Biden and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will participate in a school-focused cybersecurity event meant to bring school administrators and IT professionals together as ransomware attacks on schools increase. The security firm Comparitech estimated that 65 ransomware attacks on more than 1,400 schools and colleges last year likely cost nearly $9.5 billion in downtime alone. A month ago, the Associated Press highlighted a data dump of stolen student files from the Minneapolis Public School District detailing student sexual assault allegations, disciplinary and psychological files. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Is Elon Musk really going to fight Mark Zuckerberg? The billionaires keep talking a big game. Musk, who owns Tesla and SpaceX and X, which is what he's rebranded Twitter, wants it live on that site.
Musk announcing Sunday he plans to live stream his highly anticipated fight with Mark Zuckerberg on his social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. Musk posting that the Zuck versus Musk fight will be live streamed on X. The two tech billionaires have agreed to a cage match face-off in Vegas, and Musk says that all proceeds will go to charity for veterans. Musk says he's training for the fight by lifting weights, while Zuckerberg is trained in mixed martial arts. UFC President Dana White says the celebrity contest could be the biggest fight ever in the history of the world. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rebound. Dow futures up more than 100 points. Barbie is still the box office queen. That movie, number one, a third straight weekend, $32 million in new sales. It's up to $1 billion globally. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Marijuana prices in Illinois among the highest in the country. New report from Headset says Illinois generating $950 million in pot sales in the first half of the year. However, the average price per item in Illinois 89% higher than the rest of the U.S. cannabis market. Prices at the pump jumping 30 cents a gallon of the past month and months of holding relatively flat, which has helped bring inflation down and ease the stress on wallets. National average for a gallon now $3.83, about 31 cents higher a month ago. Despite the recent uptick in prices, it is still below the highs reached last summer. Gas was over $5 a gallon. Fall camps underway for the Illinois football team. The squad kicked off camp at practice. The Illini coming off their best season in over a decade. Starting last year 7-1, they finished with a record of 8-5. New season kicks off September 2nd. They'll be at home against Toledo. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Okay, we had some rain over the weekend. Yippee-yahoo, yeah. Mr. Greg Solier, our meteorologist, genius kind of man who brings the rain when we need that for the farmers.
Oh, the farmers are just so happy.
Well, let's just back up on that, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to...
complaints north and south.
Listen, the farmer is one of the greatest humans I've ever met in general. They're hardworking.
The greatest businessman on earth, really.
No, but they're you may not care for some of their... They're just straight shooters. They're no BS.
Right, yeah.
They're straight shooters.
Here are the facts. Here are the facts, ma'am and sir.
You get a rain, but it's so doggone spotty, so it's not as bad as it was, is kind of the response.
Okay.
It isn't, oh boy, Yapu is perfect. It's not going to be perfect. It's just too difficult of a profession. Okay. I mean, it's hard. Can you imagine? Your whole livelihood is out there, and it's also dry. I mean, it'd be tough. Or it's also wet. Anyway, good work, Soyang. Yeah. Good forecasting. You did it.
Yeah, but we got to share. Then you make it a good point. You know, sometimes it's all or nothing. It's spotty, and I tell you, there are some spots up into parts of Ford and Iroquois, Southern Kankakee, and you get out towards the Pontiac area around Livingston County, 6, 7, 8+ inches from that Saturday barrage, and then we had stuff that came through west and southwest of Champaign County, not too far as well, that had 4+. Monticello over towards Decatur, and still raining, by the way. Not far outside of here, the Sidney Philo area. It's light stuff, but still some moderate rainfall. Villa Grove and making its way towards Crispin, and just the slightest amount, little rain. We hoist back up those flood watches and actually the advisories that are in effect till 9 to the north of Champaign, until 9:30 to the west of Champaign, and south towards Arcola till 9:30 as well. Hopefully we'll wind down the, you know, excess mode around here. So there may be some issues cropping up in the back 40 because of standing water in some of these corn and soybean fields, but at least it did rain, and we didn't get the real heavy, severe stuff as well associated with it. I calculate 190 in the gauge at Willard and Savoy, but again, we've seen double and triple, if not quadruple, some of those amounts over the past 48 to 72 hours. Out the door this morning, 67 out Willard and Savoy. Going to be kind of a coolish day for this point in the early August calendar, with some shower activity through early afternoon in spots, and a high temperature forecast to make it to about 76, 77 degrees, normal high this time of year. Middle 80s. Clearing off tonight, 59. Tomorrow, dry day, partly cloudy, 82. But then back into more rain Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night, some showers, thunderstorms, a high near 80 on Wednesday, half to an inch and a half worth. And again, we'll have to keep an eye on standing water and flood potential again. Thursday, 84, dry, scant chance for rain on Friday at 85, and dry weather for the weekend, highs near 80 degrees. We're still back into this active weather pattern across our part of the world for next week. For CPJ Broadcasting, Amy Dolchis, Greg Solier.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you very much. We're going to meet Dr. Philip Ovedia coming up in a few moments from OSF, and he's got it going on. He's written a book. He's going to help us stay off of his operating table, stay good and healthy. Is there a recession? Is there coming? What's going on? U.S. small businesses have some optimism. It's a seven-month peak signaling increased economic confidence. Small business expert, full-time trainer, coach, speaker, author of the book, I Will Until, Unlocking Your Limitless Power to Succeed, Darren Kidd. Darren, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Awesome. How are you?
You're not related to Jason Kidd, are you?
No, I do. The only difference in him and myself is the money and the skills and talent. Other than that, we're twins.
Yeah. All right. So what's your take? We are in a recession. We're going to have a recession. Is it you know, you say it, it's going to happen because you're thinking it too much. Where are we at?
Well, I mean, a lot of the companies, or the companies that I consult with, I just say, look, even if it's a recession or a downturn, it doesn't mean we have to participate in those times. So, yes, there's some positivity because the optimism index rose 1.6 points in June. However, you know, that's the highest that it's been since August, but that's still below the 49-year average, making it 18 consecutive months of subdued confidence levels.
Right. And I heard on pretty good authority over the weekend, and I don't like this at all. Banks are putting their pencils down, which is bad. That means loans are going to be really hard to get. And if I want to borrow $1 million, Darren, I'm going to have $1 million cash in their bank. It's kind of where we are, which isn't any good.
Yeah, I mean, here, if you look at, you know, I've had over 40-some speaking engagements already this year. And I'm in rooms with people that have small businesses, and some of them, their company's doing $100 million a month. Some of them have done over $30 billion. And the ones that have success and dominate no matter what, they know that the biggest transfer of wealth happens during recessions, depressions, and during wars if we do the right things. Because when we have obstacles, that leads to elevation because there are more people that are going to have problems that need to be solved. They're more, you know, things that we can add value to the marketplace. But the key is we have to get creative. We have to think outside the box. We have to, you know, collaborate. I believe collaboration is the new currency. We can use the existing community that we have and, you know, to really drive the business. So if you look at businesses, whether it was Airbnb, Netflix, you look at Uber, a lot of the companies, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, Slack, a lot of these companies, they started during the challenging times, and they did extremely well. But the same thinking and behaviors that got us where we are, not the same thoughts and behaviors that get us to the next level. So it is a time that we have to think differently, we have to behave differently, and we need to you know, maybe make some pivots.
Darren Kidd on the Tamman's Toy phone line. What happened to the worker? Please help me.
The worker? You mean as far as the companies that are having issues finding,
yeah,
you know, good employees?
Like everybody I talk to. I mean, finding people that stay that don't want to work 3 days a week out of their house. I mean, it's just, we have to accept the fact that things have changed, correct?
Yeah, things have definitely changed. The days of just going back, I believe it's going to be a new hybrid model because employees now are looking for flexibility.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating is only 12% of employees actually leave a job for the money. You know, they're looking for a work environment that has a great culture.
Yep.
And when you have a great culture, you're going to attract great employees. You're going to retain great employees. They're looking for flexibility. They're looking for great benefits. They're looking for the ability to be able to grow within the company. So, again, this is the time where we can do things to attract really good quality employees and retain them. And then when you have a happy employee, it increases their performance and their productivity, which affects the bottom line.
So Cubby, 50 years, gold watch, no more.
Not in my mind.
No,
definitely.
I think that's right. Darren Kidd, K-I-D-D-K-I-D-D. The book is titled, again, it's I Will Until, Unlock Your Limitless Power to Succeed. Darren Kidd, D-A-R-I-N. How can people find you and your book, Darren?
They can go to IWillUntil.com, IWillUntil.com, and they can, you know, they can check out the book. There's also a speaking page that tells a little bit more about me if they're looking for a speaker or consultant, and happy to help in any way that I can.
Hey, good meeting you. Appreciate your time. Darren Kidd, he's in Virginia today, ESPN 93.5 with sports headlines.
Colorado beat St. Louis. That final was 1-0. The Cubs over Atlanta 6-4, so they're a game and a half ahead of Milwaukee.
Behind Milwaukee. They're tied for second. A game and a half out.
Right.
It's a real deal for the Chicago Cubs, unexpectedly, probably as unexpected as the Cardinals season in opposite ways.
That's right.
Amazing. The Chicago Cubs are in it for real.
And now they're facing the New York Mets over on US 105.9 with a 6-10 start. Chicago White Sox beat Cleveland, and that final was 5-3. Illinois practice for football, the training camp going on. They're kind of leaning towards the evening since they have the first That game is at 6:30 against the Toledo Rockets on September 2nd. And the game against Kansas is going to be a 6:30 start. So we're hearing that they're pushing more towards the evening on some of this training.
Illinois, Brett Bielema has said he wants to play in all times, all conditions, because that's what they do.
That's right.
So they got to be ready.
Okay. Illinois basketball in Spain beating the Madrid All-Stars 84-73 yesterday. Michigan International Speedway had rain yesterday, so NASCAR action will happen today. Bryson DeChambeau was the winner at 58 in Greenbrier yesterday.
All right, quarter after, I'm happy to welcome Philip Ovieda. Stay off my operating table is the name of his book. He's from OSF right here. You're a big book author.
Great to be here
with you,
Stevie.
Come on, man. You're a doctor. You're an MD. You can do surgery. It's a cardiothoracic surgeon.
That's correct.
So how does one become a cardiothoracic surgeon? That's a lot of school.
You spend a lot of time and a lot of hard work to learn all about the physiology of the heart and how to fix the heart for people with advanced heart disease.
How do I know that? How do I know that I've got issues?
Well, you know, symptoms are the most common thing that we go by, experiencing things like chest pains and shortness of breath as you try and exert yourself. But I'm also a big fan of screening for heart disease early, and particularly a coronary artery calcium CT scan, simple CAT scan to do, takes about 5 minutes, and it can show you if you have the early stages of heart disease.
Really? So how do I get one of those tests, and who should get one?
You know, at this point, I advocate for almost everyone over 50 to get one. And if you have a reason to suspect that you might be at risk for developing heart disease younger and younger, as I'm seeing more and more patients do, if you have the family history, if you have diabetes, if you are not in good metabolic health, which are things like having high blood pressure, get a scan earlier. Doesn't hurt to get the scan earlier. It's just more predictive in people who
Five minutes, is it cost prohibitive?
Usually costs about $100.
Okay, man, that's probably something people should do over 50.
Good investment in your health.
Okay,
certainly.
So are you healthy?
I am healthy.
And what do you do to stay healthy?
I eat right, I stay active, I get enough sleep. Those are probably the big three things.
What is metabolic health?
Yeah, so metabolic health basically means that your body can take the inputs you're giving it, which is primarily the food that you're eating, and do the right things with it. We don't want to end up storing too much of it. We don't want to let too much sugar get into our bloodstream. And when we're metabolically healthy, our body is regulating all that. But the scary statistic is that 88% of the adults in the United States are not metabolically healthy.
80%? How many?
88%, well, is it almost true? 9 out of 10.
71% are not the right weight.
There's a lot of this has to do with being overweight, but even if you are at a good weight, you still have a 50-50 chance of not being metabolically healthy. So you got to work with a doctor who knows what that is, knows how to test it. And if you're not metabolically healthy, your priority is to get metabolically healthy.
Can I put it in car terms? If I put diesel in my gas running car, it's not going to run very well.
That's pretty much what it comes down to. If you put the poor quality gas into your gas running car, it's not going to
run. So the same thing as your body, that would make sense,
right? That's exactly it. We've been putting too much poor quality fuel into our bodies for too long.
And food is fuel. And what are the great foods to try to get in to keep us metabolically healthy?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we've been a bit led astray by this, because the traditional advice of eating low-fat foods and just trying to eat less and move more doesn't work and may be harming us. We need to get back to eating whole, real food. Think about what your grandparents, your great-grandparents were eating. The things that grow in the ground and the things that eat the things that grow in the ground.
Okay, so you pretty much, yeah. So I know what you're talking about. I don't eat much broccoli.
So many things in a can or in a wrapper.
What about the dollar drive-thru at McDonald's? Those are healthy. Can you hang on a second? I'm going to do our Fox Business Minute. Want to come back. This is a big star for OSF.
Uh-huh.
Philip Ovieda is a doctor. The book is Stay Off My Operating Table. It looks fantastic. It'll be a quick read, and it might change your life. What the heck? We'll talk some more. 217-359-2255. We'll give you stuff you ought to know, but you might not be excited to hear. How about that? That's probably true. We'll be right back. It is 820 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tyson Food shares are losing ground. The company lost money in the recent quarter. Tyson closed four chicken facilities in the period to reduce costs. Campbell's Soup is buying the company that makes the Rao's pasta sauces. Campbell's is buying Sovos Brands. It's a cash deal valued at about $2.7 billion. Trucker Yellow, which already has shut down, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and will end the business and liquidate. About 30,000 workers are losing their jobs. The bankruptcy follows years of struggles for the business. Camping World is expanding the business of selling used RVs. It purchased a standalone used RV dealership in Arizona that will lay the foundation for a nationwide rollout of locations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org.
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit jetspizza.com.
All right, we're talking to Dr. Philip Oviedo. Stay off my operating table. He's a surgeon. He's a cardiothoracic surgeon, and his book is going to be very helpful to you. We'll tell you how you can get it here coming up. He's with OSF. Now, how'd you land here?
Well, you know, I've been working with OSF for a number of years now, and there was a great opportunity to come here to Champaign, Urbana, and build a unique program where we're not only going to fix your heart with the stents, with the surgery, but we're going to fix your health. We're going to address the underlying issues that led you to heart disease in the first place. And then hopefully we're going to get to people early enough to prevent them from developing the advanced heart disease.
We all slow down when we get older. Do you have to accept it? I mean, I came up with a profound quote, Philip. I said, the more you sit, the more you sit. That's kind of true, isn't it?
That's very true. You don't have to accept it. We believe that everyone becomes unhealthy as we get older because that's what we see around us. But the reality is it doesn't have to be that way. And when we pay attention to things like metabolic health, we can prevent many of the aches and pains, the inflammation that comes with getting older.
So give me a Philip Oviedo diet today. What are you eating for all of your meals and when and how often?
Yeah, so I...
Because you got to be you got to be the poster guy. I mean, you got to do what you say, right? You do what you say.
I try to be, and, and I tell everyone, you know, this isn't about being perfect. It's just about improving. But for me, it's a low-carbohydrate diet. It's high in animal products. I eat a lot of red meat.
Well, wait a minute. I thought you're not supposed to eat a lot of red meat.
That's one of the pieces of dietary advice that has led us down the wrong path.
Really?
What I avoid is processed food. If it comes in a box, if it comes in a bag, if it has a long list of ingredients, I don't eat it. I want to be able to look at my food, know exactly what's in it, and I can eat delicious food like red meat, but I'm not going to eat the processed food that they've been telling us is so healthy for our heart.
So, Philip, when it comes to our kids, it seems like it's just easier to, you know, give them something in a wrapper or open a can and make it happen because we're tired at the end of the day. Let's talk about how we should try to turn that around.
Yeah, you know, just introducing them early to these better food choices, you know, having the whole real food available as snacks, having it readily available, you know, is a big tool. And the other thing that we've gotten wrong is this concept that we need to be eating constantly. We need to be eating all the time. You know, one of the things that's most concerning to me as I look at kids is they go to school, they go to activities, and everything is built around having snacks. And of course, you know, most of those snack foods are going to be the processed foods that we're trying to avoid.
And sugary sodas and juices, and they're not getting water.
And when you eat that stuff, the problem is it makes you more hungry. It makes you hungry quicker, as opposed to when you eat a nice protein and fat filled meal, something like a nice steak, you're not going to be hungry for many hours. And so one of the strategies that I try to get people to understand is eat in a way that you're hungry less often.
Okay. I thought a great book title years ago was Eat When You're Hungry, Stop When You're Full. It was a good title.
Yep. Yep. That pretty much covers it. But you want to be eating the right foods so that you know when you're hungry and you know when you're full.
Because protein will sustain you.
Exactly.
So we became fully aware here. We had a little club called Sugar Busters, and we stopped eating processed sugar. We tried to limit it to 30 grams a day when the average human's 260 to 520, a pound a day of processed sugar. So my cholesterol dropped 100 points. Why?
Well, you know, so cholesterol is a very complex topic, and its interaction between heart disease and our overall health is a big topic to get into. But ultimately, sugar is one of the main ingredients in processed food that is driving not only heart disease, but most of the chronic
diabetes
disease.
Diabetes? I mean, there's a lot of things, right?
Diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, chronic kidney disease. As you go down the list of the, you know, top causes of death every year, you see these metabolically based diseases. They all come back to metabolic health. And even when we look at something like the COVID pandemic, we knew early on that people who were not metabolically healthy were more likely to get COVID and more likely to suffer bad outcomes from COVID. So what I would have loved to see throughout the COVID pandemic was the message should be get yourself metabolically healthy.
Yeah.
Eat better, move more, sleep well, and get yourself metabolically healthy.
Sleep well is a toughie. I think mental health is really wrecked from COVID. So we've got problems getting rest, but that's huge, isn't it? How many hours are you saying that an adult ought to get?
Well, you know, so it's more about quality than quantity.
How do I know I've got quality going?
Well, you know, one easy indicator to pay attention to is when I wake up in the morning, do I feel rested? Am I ready to start my day? And if the answer is no, it means you probably haven't gotten enough sleep or enough quality sleep.
So you're not putting hours on it.
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, 7 hours is kind of 7 to 8 hours is the general time frame. But I know people who sleep 10 or 11 hours and it's poor quality and they're not getting enough sleep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can usually get by with 6 hours of good quality sleep.
Now, you're at OSF. Great place to be. But it sounds like you're trying to decrease your business. I mean, it sounds like you'd rather not do any surgery on hearts.
Exactly. All the business people yell at me because I'm trying to put myself out of business.
That's a really full meal deal here. It's a full program you're thinking about, saying, let's figure this out so you don't have to come see me.
Exactly. We really want to revolutionize cardiac care, and this is all about keeping people off my operating table.
Can people come see you, or you're just a specialist?
Yes, we are building out a comprehensive metabolic program that I'm going to be leading, and I'm going to be assembling a team of experts that are going to help people to prevent the advanced cardiac disease.
You're really good at this. Family?
Yes.
And are they able to keep the Twinkies off the shelves?
We do our best. You know, like I said, we're not, I'm not going to stand here and say that I'm perfect. But when you ask my kids where they want to go out to dinner, it's almost always a steakhouse.
Well, that's good. I mean, you're kind of going against grain in some of this stuff. Philip Ovadia, O-V-A-D-I-A. He's a doctor, heart surgeon's metabolic health guy called Stay Off My Operating Table. He's with OSF. He's right here.
Yes.
In Champaign-Urbana.
And we can learn more at osf.org.
Yeah. And your book's everywhere?
Book is everywhere.
Well, come back,
Stay Off My
Phil,
Operating
come
Table.
Back and talk
I
some more.
It.
Got some good stuff in your podcast available where?
The podcast is also called Stay Off My Operating Table, and it's on all the major podcasting platforms.
He's a heart surgeon. Wow, that's impressive. Cardiothoracic surgeon. Mm-hmm. That's a big-time deal there. Good to meet Philip Ovadia, OSF. Stay Off My Operating Table, name of the book, ESPN 93.5. Check your news. Come right back.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Former President Donald Trump's legal team has until 5 p.m. today to respond to the protective order requested by special counsel Jack Smith to limit Trump's public comments as the January 6th case proceeds. Meanwhile, the former president has some requests of his own. He wants the judge to recuse herself and to change the venue. Alabama Congressman Jerry Carl on Fox.
Nothing comes out of Washington that's fair. Especially if you're a Republican. So we've got to find and encourage it to be moved out of D.C.
Trump could also be facing charges in Georgia related to the 2020 election. Yellow Trucking filing for bankruptcy plans to close the business.
Though Yellow is known as one of the country's oldest and largest trucking companies, it took on debt to pay for a series of mergers, then wasn't able to handle the debt load.
It's Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, with all this talk of stuff, we talked about recessions here this half hour. Fox Business was talking about a market that was down last week. Well, saving is a step to building a stronger future, and Busey encourages you to begin your path to savings today. You can create a budget. If you don't have a budget, it's never too late. You can track your spending. There's an online budgeting system Busey has at Busey.com. It's like a pie chart, different colors. The color here is for restaurants. This is for your rent or your mortgage. Money Manager through Busey Bank categorizes your spending. You determine what your income is. What is your income? Take home pay, investment income, other sources. And then again, the advice from Busey is to save, save, save. Savings made easy with Busey's wealth of tools. Busey eBank, control and monitor finances online. Busey mobile app, manage finances, track spending anytime, anywhere with Touch ID login, mobile chat, customer support, and more. Big Change, save a little bit every day effortlessly. You can add Big Change to your checking account as well. Learn all about what Busey can offer. They're there to help you if you so desire. Get started on your savings goals today with the innovative products and services at Busey. You can go to Busey.com for more resources or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Illinois establishing the Illinois Farm to Food Bank program. It expands resources for food bank systems across the state while supporting local farmers. The measure creates mechanisms for acquiring, distributing fresh fruits, veggies, meat, and poultry, dairy, and eggs to organizations providing free food for those in need. Marijuana prices in Illinois among the highest in the country. A new report from Headset says Illinois generating about $950 million in pot sales in the first half of the year. However, the average price per item in the state 89% higher than the rest of the U.S. cannabis market. Fall camps underway for the Illinois football team. The squad kicked off camp with practice over the weekend. The Illini coming off their best season in over a decade, starting last year 7-1. They finished at 8-5. New season kicks off September 2nd at home against Toledo. Way to go to the Illini. Looking forward to a new season. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana vicinity. Hopefully, you made it through A-OK, where severe weather and heavy flooding rainfall played out over the past weekend. More than a half a foot in some areas up to the north of Champaign, and down to the south, more than a couple of inches over the past 24 hours, and we're just about in that category as well. More rain still lingering in spots for the day today. More rain back in for the middle part of the week, and hopefully a little drier spell shaping up then over the course of the weekend. Up to 76 for the day today. Couple couple of showers, an isolated thunderstorm around through early afternoon, a west-northwest wind, gradual clearing for tonight, down to 59, partly cloudy, 82 tomorrow, and a couple of more shower and thunderstorm outbreaks expected for Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night, the high around 80, up to 84, partly cloudy, dry Thursday. Friday could be a stray shower with a high up near 85. A little bit cooler weather sets in for Saturday and Sunday, but dry skies, high temperatures around 80 degrees, nights in the upper 50s, and back into a shower chance here for early next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, the owner of a highly acclaimed Los Angeles restaurant said his staff is receiving hate mails and threats of protests after a local podcaster called out the 40-seat bistro on social media for adding a 4% surcharge. The fee listed on the check covers the cost of health care for this Italian restaurant in the historic Silver Lake neighborhood of Los Angeles. Health care. Larry Levine, how are you?
Good. Thank you for talking.
You started Chili's?
Somebody had to. That's right.
It was really good. It's still out there, right?
That's right. I've got 1,600 stores.
1,500, and Larry Levine did it. He's the man, so he knows all about this stuff. Firstly, 4% bump added to my sales tax, added to my tip. That's going to 50. It's going to be extra money, Larry. Is this okay to do this?
No, I don't think so. Every restaurant's had to raise their prices. Food costs more. Labor costs more. The rent costs more. Gas costs more. So everybody has to raise their price, but I don't think it's right to nickel and dime the customer. Just raise your price. Give them a good value, good service and food, and be competitive that way. The customer doesn't care how you run your business and what you have to do it. I think just put your price out there and give them a good product, and then you'll be okay.
Larry, have you always been into food and creating stuff? And did it start at a young age?
Yeah, I did. I'm not a trained chef. I just enjoy doing it. It's a lot of fun building concepts and rolling it out across the country.
But it's sure changed since you started, right? Because now it's hard to find people that will show up to work.
Well, it's harder than it was 10 or 20 years ago, and we'll say the same thing 10 years from now. So you have to offer a competitive wage, but something that's always been important to me and probably more important than ever now is to have a great company culture, in that people want to work and make a competitive wage. They want to work someplace that has the same meaning and values they do, but you've got to recognize them and show how much you appreciate them so they enjoy working for you.
Yeah, but sometimes you wonder how people get to be bosses, because they're not very good to their people.
No, everybody says they have a great culture, but a few do, but the ones that do a better job. They have less turnover, more referrals, and just a better workforce overall.
It's Larry Levine. He started Chili's. He's the guy that started Chili's. It's on the Tammins Towing phone line. Loop 9 Barbecue. What do you got going on now, Larry?
It's a premium barbecue house in Texas. You judge barbecue by brisket. We serve a prime brisket and do a great job with it. We're very proud of it.
I mean, it's not easy to run a restaurant. So I think the most failed business category, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of failures, but they're not going to go out of business. It may change some, but people are going to always want to go out and dine. I said to myself, when COVID hit, the first thing is they're going to come back to restaurants, which is what happened, because people don't know how to cook, they don't want to cook, and they want somebody to wait on them, and it's the social fabric of where people want to meet their friends. So restaurants will always be around. They may change, but people are always going to go out for dining.
Yeah, I don't want you to give away your secrets, but if we have some people listening that might own a restaurant. Any quick advice for them on how to do better?
Just turn out a great product. Consistency is very important. McDonald's may not have the greatest hamburger in the world, but they're consistent, whether it's Dallas or Houston, Nebraska. So
How do you
need a consistent...
How do you know you have a great product? Just by the feedback that you receive? Is that feedback, or do you have people come in and that you trust to taste your stuff?
Well, you do a little of everything, but in today's market, Yelp will tell you real quick how you're doing.
Yeah. Listen, congratulations on what you've done and what you're doing. I don't think you have any plans to retire, do you, Larry?
No, I enjoy doing it a lot. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate your time today. Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
You betcha. His name is Larry Levine, L-A-V-I-N-E. He founded Chili's. That's pretty successful. 1,500 restaurants still for Chili's. Do we still have one in Champaign? We used to. Loop 9 Barbecue. We'll have to keep our eyes, see if that's something that'll spread across the country. I don't know how old he is, but certainly successful. Founded Chili's. Larry Levine, ESPN 93.5. Back with sports coming up.
Ready for an exciting change? At Merle Norman, we can take your look from ordinary to extraordinary in a matter of minutes. Our innovative skincare, perfectly matched foundations, and on-trend colors will make a difference that's written all over your face. Come in and see what a makeover can do. We'll help select the products that are just right for you, and we'll teach you tips that the pros know about applying your most flattering shades. Ask for your free express makeover today, calling 217-359-8100 or visit 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District's Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Yeah, we're giving out $500 to people that want an appliance.
Yeah, it could be in the kitchen or washer dryer. It just seems like everything starts to fall apart all at once when you get the kind of older home and the stuff starts, you know, maxing out.
And it's just it's $500 off. Well, how can I do that? I just pay you to shop at different businesses. Today it's Dick Van Dyke, and you have to spend at least $1,000, but that's not going to be hard, sadly. It's everything's high.
I know it.
So that's what it is. And so if you need $500 off an appliance, even if it's a $5,000 fridge, you still get $500. I mean, it's still going to help. So if you're interested in this offer, you'll have 7 days to get the process going. In other words, go in. And then when it's all said and done, a thoughtful feedback, which I'll send you, you fill that out thoughtfully and taking your time so we can help Dick Van Dyke get even better than they are.
I'm at appliance-world.com and looking over some of the dryers and ovens and refrigerators and things like that that they have ready to go.
Well, if you want to really get a wow, turn right when you walk in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those refrigerators are off the charts.
Yeah.
They're the crisper stuff.
It's that whole Napoleon Dynamite thing. I want that.
I want that.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. Just go to GoStever.com to enter. You'll get a word later today if you're picked. And or text in Dick Van Dyke to 217-359-2255 on the Tapman's Towing phone line, 8:45.
You know, I just realized I've been talking about Colorado beating St. Louis, and I'm not sure what's next.
They are off today.
Okay.
And then they get to go down to Tampa and take on Tampa Bay.
Okay.
That's not going to be very good.
Right, but I mean.
It doesn't matter. Okay. This is they're all about 2024.
Okay.
They signaled that when they played their third game against Minnesota last week, and they left four or five of their best players off the lineup. So they're looking next year, and that's kind of where we
okay.
are. So well, now we're rooting for the Cubbies.
The Cubs beat Atlanta 6-4 and took that series. And now they've got a series starting up with a 6-10 start today, tomorrow, and the next day at New York to face the Mets. Chicago White Sox over Cleveland 5-3. When it comes to Illini sports, we're in Spain for the basketball team beating the Madrid All-Stars yesterday 84-73. And the football players are practicing training camp right now as we say, go Illini!
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Urban hip-hop and R&B superstars will have the Illinois Lottery Grandstand stage jamming and slamming on the Illinois State Fair's final night, Sunday, August 20th, featuring local legend Nelly.
It's getting hot in here. So hot.
Joined by special guests Ja Rule and Ashanti. This night isn't just a dream, it's gonna be fire.
Getting paid off this country grammar.
Nelly with Ja Rule.
You can't.
Tickets on sale now 24/7 at Ticketmaster.com, on the Ticketmaster app, or at the Grandstand Ticket Office during regular business hours. And don't forget to add your pre-show party tickets for only $30. Party before the show and be the first ones into the grandstand. Nelly, Ashanti, and Ja Rule on the fair's final night. Join us at the 2023 Illinois State Fair, August 10th through the 20th in Springfield.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Vanderbilt vicinity. Hopefully you made it through A-OK, where excessive flooding rainfall played out, more than 6 inches worth up north of Champaign, 2 to 3 noted over the past 24 hours south and to the southwest of Champaign, even keeled inch or two across many locales here through East Central Illinois, and still some rain underway in the radar this morning, which will wind down early this afternoon, up to 76 for the day today, west-northwest wind. Skies clear tonight, 59, partly cloudy for the day tomorrow, the high around 82. Next weather system generates another half to maybe inch worth of rain between Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night. High temperatures up around 80 with increasing clouds and some showers and thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon. A dry Thursday at about 84. Could be a stray shower on Friday. That's a cool Friday, 85 for the high behind it. Cooler, drier weather for the weekend. High temperatures around 80 degrees. Another shower chance in here for early next week. The weather pattern continues on at least through mid-August. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solgang.
Okay, so then there's this.
The Mega Millions jackpot grows to $1.55 billion after no winners last night. It's that high because no one has won the Mega Millions jackpot since April 18th. That's 31 straight drawings since the last time someone won the jackpot. The amount sure sounds enticing, but the odds of winning the big prize are 1 in more than 300 million. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Yeah, but the problem with that, is it $2 for Mega?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the problem is somebody will win.
Yes.
But again, it's like they haven't won since April.
Right. So 31 straight drawings.
And I like to visualize and give you this visualization. I'm on the moon, and I'm throwing it, and if it hits the water, then nobody wins. Or maybe it hits like, you know, the sandy part of Arizona. It has to hit your barbecue grill.
Yes.
So the 302 million to one, I guess you can eliminate California because that's 54 million people there. And this is only 302 million to one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a crowd of 302 million, the butterfly has to land on your shoulder.
Right.
So,
but it's not going to land on my shoulder unless I get the $2 ticket.
You have to pay to get in, and I guess if you enjoy that, you just. But I guess you could.
Eventually, somebody's going to win.
There's no question about that, and then you just figure that out.
Even though 31 straight times they haven't had a winner.
But because the guy threw the rock in the water, so you have to throw the rock at the grill. Come on, shoot, aim it better. But no, it gets fun to dream, and you could make something. I mean, they're like 7 or 8 every time they get a million,
mm-hmm.
and that would work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that, and then you probably, the one that won a million is probably going, I just missed one.
That's right.
That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You shoot a 58 like Bryson DeChambeau
did. I've been pretty religious about buying these tickets every time and not one single number every time.
Obviously hard to match, but Bryson DeChambeau shot a 58 yesterday, probably thinking, I could have had 57. I had that one, you know, that's what you do.
Yep.
So if the ones that win a million, would you be jumping up and down, or would you say, dang it? Chances are most would go, dang it.
Right. Why is that?
I could have won it. Anyway, I don't know. 1.5 billion means you're taking home after probably 700 minus half, just 350, 400 million clear. That would, you can't buy any sports teams.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's not but still, that much, but
all
still.
Good.
Back in the day, you could
definitely
buy,
get us some great athletes for U
of
I if
go.
You want to just support the Ooh. NIL.
Well, you could get a lot of free lunches and dinners just being wooed by everybody, at least eat for free for a while.
Yeah, VIP.
Well, let me think about that. Okay, well, what do you think about? Well, let's talk some more.
Exactly.
A dinner tomorrow night for my whole family? Okay.
Okay.
That'd be great. Hey, thank you.
So,
it's
yeah.
amazing how popular you are
mm-hmm.
if you have money.
That's right.
Everybody's trying to get to you.
359-2255.
We have time for Tony quickly, I guess. We can jump in.
Okay. Hey, guys. Heard you talking about realignment on my way in. This is an unexpected outcome of clamor for the CFB playoff.
Yeah,
the championship
football
has generated zillions. Yeah. And everybody wants a piece of that profit pie.
Well, everybody wants a piece. And essentially, so I want to get my share, right? Everybody wants NIL. And the people that play tennis just kind of accept that they're just in the wrong sport if they want to get paid a lot of money, mm-hmm. unless they go pro. So anyway, it's we are into waters that are unprecedented when it comes to conference realignment and everything else. I'm glad we're at least in the game with one of the biggies, because I'd feel really, really rotten if I'm in Stanford or California. They have no conference. They got no power. They got no money. And it's not going to be easy for
right.
teams that are on the outside looking in. Okay, we will be back tomorrow.
Hear the show anytime, steviejay.com.
Thank you, Diane Ducey.
Enjoy your day.
Boys this afternoon, 3 to 5 with the 3 o'clock hour. Back again at the 5 o'clock hour with you on The Drive with Lontane, Derek Piper. More on the realignment and everything else. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Monday.
Every industry has specialists, like Alan here. He knows radiators.
Radiators. I love them. Don't even talk to me about brakes or fuel lines.
Just radiators.
Radiators.
And Sally is a specialist in cakes.
I think pies are an abomination.
Really? Pies?
Yuck.
Then we have Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You know what they're great at? Appliances. Nothing else. No TVs. No computer printers. No radiators.
Who's got a problem with radiators?
Nobody, Alan. But you can't get one at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Too bad. They're missing out.
I'm Dennis Rehan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. All we do is appliances. And when that's all you do it better than anyone else. Our associates on our sales floors know more about them. Our delivery people are better at installing them. And our technicians are better at fixing them. All right here in Central Illinois. Wow!
I can't believe you don't like pies, though.
What do I look like, some kind of a peasant?
No.
Cakes are really the best
thing. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Enjoy free yoga at Urbana Park District's Meadowbrook Park each Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. No experience needed. All are welcome. Bring comfortable clothes and your yoga mat or a towel. Instructors can modify the exercises to your experience level. Yoga is a great way to exercise and refresh the mind and soul. Make new friends or bring friends. Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 at Meadowbrook Park. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. So why did you want to be a police officer?
And I guess I've always had a passion for serving my community. I always make the joke that growing up, I used to watch Criminal Minds instead of Barney. And I just always had a passion in watching those shows and being interested in how to help other people.
What do you want people to know about police officers?
I want people to know that we are out there to help. I know there's kind of a stigma with police officers, but I genuinely love seeing people. I love hearing new stories every single day, doing something new outside of just a normal, mundane desk job. We have fun out there, we help people, but there's also the risk, scary side of it, but that's the risk that I'm willing to take to see new people.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experience, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at pdrauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
From Hall of Fame artists to rising stars, the Illinois Lottery Grandstand stage will be rocking at this year's Illinois State Fair. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Doobie Brothers, on Saturday night, August 12th.
Seven-time Grammy Award winner Alanis Morissette with special guest Tennille Towns on Sunday night, August 13th. Illinois native Zario Speedwagon returns to the State Fair with special guest Edwin McCain on Tuesday night, August 15th. Hard Rock and Alter Bridge with special guest Mammoth WVH on Wednesday night, August 16th. And rounding out the rock will be Illinois rooted rocker Chevelle on Friday night, August 18th, with special guest to be announced. Tickets on sale now, 24-7 at Ticketmaster.com or on the Ticketmaster app or at the Grandstand Ticket Office during regular business hours. Don't miss Rock and Roll's Elite at the 2023 Illinois State Fair, August 10th through the 20th.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com, Pards.com. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.